coming to the show here this morning. We'll be giving her a call. And what this is, we're going to be speaking to Monica Petrello. And she did a documentary film. It's called Flyabout. It's going to be seen Sunday, December 27th at 2 p.m. at the Curtis Museum in Hammondsport. Flyabout is a personal story of a young woman who gets a pilot's license and inspires her father to do the same. Okay, this is a true story. Together with him, she follows her dream to fly a plane around the continent of Australia.
That's pretty awesome.
Okay, and I guess with the way this came out with the film, with the aerial shots and everything, I guess it's just amazing. And, you know, to do that in, I guess they did it in 30 days.
No.
Yeah, around the continent of Australia. And they're gonna talk, she's going to talk about that. I'm going to give her a call right now. It's pretty interesting. I wanted to just kind of put it on today and, you know, and just talk about it a little bit.
So this is the author, not the actual girl, then?
This is the actual girl.
Oh, it is? Oh, wow.
Documentary film, yeah. She did the whole thing.
Morning.
Good morning. Is this Monica?
Yes.
Hi, Monica. This is Casey and Rhonda in the 910 Local. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning.
Good morning.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you.
Now, Monica, I was just telling our listeners, and I read a little bit on the form that I had here. I tried to look at it and watch the trailer on the computer, but it wouldn't take. We had different media players or something.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about yourself first, and then about what Flyabout's all about.
Well, I got my pilot's license when I was 24, and that was sort of, I never had planned to become a pilot, but somebody took me up in a little plane, and I just immediately fell in love with it, and sort of decided on the spot that if I could do this, despite the fact that I couldn't really afford it, nor did I think, and I thought it was really difficult, but I thought if I could still pull this off, then I really proved to myself that there was nothing in life that I couldn't do and that I wouldn't do if I wanted to. And so I got a pilot's license, and then shortly thereafter, my father, who lives in Germany, was so envious and confided in me that he always dreamt to have a pilot's license, so he got a pilot's license. And another 2 years later, we decided to go to Australia and fly around the continent together. And I thought that was a pretty good reason to bring a video camera and film the whole thing. And when I returned, I edited the footage into a film that's called Flyabout and tell that story.
This is amazing.
Really?
Absolutely phenomenal. I mean, what a wonderful thing to share with your father.
Yeah, it was. You know, we left thinking that this would probably become the most exciting thing we ever shared. We had done a lot of traveling together before. We had been to Namibia and all over Europe. We've traveled in America, and we thought this would probably be the most exciting thing. But actually, as it turned out, the greatest challenge of the trip wasn't the partially horrendous weather we got into and some mechanical difficulties, but the challenge to share the cockpit with my dad, which we hadn't really anticipated. And,
right.
Well, the problem was both of us were really new pilots. I had only 140 hours of experience, which is nothing in the pilot world. Like, most pilots have thousands of hours.
And okay.
My father had about 56 hours of experience.
Uh-oh.
So, and we thought, we were just a little naive and thought we could just switch off landing the plane. And as it turned out, it was actually pretty hard to sit next to somebody who is not that confident in landing yet. And I wasn't confident myself yet. And so I guess I overreacted a couple times and reached in. And of course, you have the whole father-daughter relationship.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
And that's a small little space.
Yeah, it's a small little place. Plus, we had my brother on board and my father's wife. And so it actually became a bit of a challenge. And that inevitably became part of the movie. So it's a very personal film. It's not just a travelogue. It sort of tells the story about, you know, about Australia. You see Australia from the air. And it's the story of our relationship and how we dealt with that challenge. And it also tells a little bit about the Aboriginal culture. The Aborigines, they go on a journey called the Walkabout, and it's sort of like a vision quest in the American Indian tradition, I think. And I had heard about that before, and then I thought it was really fascinating and interesting, and so I kind of decided for myself, I'm going to make this little movie, and how about I'm going to go on a flyabout, and I'm going to have this big spiritual revelation and find out who I am and all these things. Well, with all these challenges in the cockpit and the sort of high, you know, density schedule, there was no way I was going to have some kind of spiritual
revelation.
Your spiritual connection was, thank God I'm alive.
Right, exactly, exactly. So then, you know, I tried to learn more about the walkabout as I went along and interviewed people and asked them about it. And when I came back to Los Angeles, I looked at all my footage and I said to my boyfriend, I said, you know, I don't think I have a movie here because I never had my spiritual big bang revelation moment. And I was really depressed. And it wasn't until somebody said to me, you know, Monica, sometimes in life you go out and you search for something and you don't find it, but you find something else. So you just have to figure out what it is that you found.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's sort of what the movie became about.
That is beautiful.
I would imagine you found out a lot about yourself.
I did. You know, I mean, for one thing, I realized I had to sort of redefine my relationship with my dad. I had grown up. I learned that sometimes it's more important to just look out the window than to try and...
Exactly, exactly. I'm just thinking of my father and I in a small little area like that trying to fly a plane. It wouldn't be a really good picture.
Well, the good thing is my dad and I are very close again. And, you know, we worked through it and we were all the richer for it.
Now, Monica, this film is going to be shown at the Curtis Museum in Hammondsport. That's going to be Sunday, December 27th?
That's right, yeah, at 2 o'clock.
Okay.
And the screening is free to everyone.
I encourage people to get over and watch this.
Yeah, it's very interesting. This is really great. It really is. What brought you to this area?
Well, my husband grew up in Alfred Station.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And he's the son of William and Carla Koch. And so when I came here to Alfred Station for the first time myself about 11 years ago, which is shortly before I took off to Australia. And so my parents-in-law have witnessed me editing this for years and years and years and talking about this film. And when it was finally finished a couple of years ago, I took it to South by Southwest Film Festival and then to the big air show in Oshkosh. And when we decided to come here for Christmas this year with the kids, I said, you know what, maybe I should see if I can't show the film in this area because I've shown it a lot in L.A. And, we had a showing at Wellsville, at the Wellsville Art Center this last week, and it was great, a big, wonderful showing. And then the local pilot ladies from the 99 suggested that I call the Glenn Curtis Museum and that they had a wonderful theater there. And Trafford Doherty, the director of the museum, was game right away. I was like, yeah, let's do
it. Oh, yeah, I bet he was thrilled.
Yeah.
Now, there's a give them the website where they can view the trailer.
The website address is www.flyaboutmovie.com.
Okay, so that's great. So everybody can get a little sneak peek there.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a 3-minute trailer on there you can watch, and there's some more information, some stuff I wrote, and some pictures, and yeah, that's it.
Well, this has been great talking with you. What a neat thing to. No, that it's right here in our area.
It is wonderful.
Thank
it's
you
wonderful.
For bringing it here.
I'm really happy to be able to bring it back here and share it with all these people. You know, I got married here, too. And
right.
So I have a really strong connection.
Well, good. Well, Monica, we appreciate you coming on air today. We've been talking to Monica Petrello, and the film is Flyabout. It's a documentary film, and it's filmed by Monica herself, Monica Petrello. All right, and you get more information just by going to flyaboutmovie.com. Monica, thanks again, and hey, have a Merry Christmas.
Yeah, okay. You too. Have a Merry Christmas. Thank you so much. It was fun talking to you.
It was you too. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.